It's been just under a week since Diana Serco announced her amended plans to leave the Roaring Fork School District. Superintendent Serco is now stepping down this summer instead of waiting until the end of June 2017. That's because now is a good time to transition to the next superintendent, which is likely to be District Chief Academic Officer Rob Stein. Plus, the two leaders have to coordinate handing off major building projects for affordable housing. Serco sat down with us this week at Bonfire Coffee in Carbondale. She says she still has a very busy next several months before her job is finished.
What I like about the superintendency a lot is it has a wide variety of tasks. So you might spend, 3 hours in a meeting about, planning for the budget for next year. I'm pretty active at the state level with legislative issues. So I might spend some time on the phone listening to a legislative meeting. I may go to Denver and testify on a bill. We are fortunate in that our area legislators and our area are often very interested in what our opinions are about school pieces. So I spend time, talking to Millie Hamner, Diane Mishbush, Bob Rankin, people who really are very concerned about what does that mean for local districts, and I really appreciate that. I would say we do that, and of course our most important work is working in the schools and try to be very supportive and attend a lot of activities, evaluating principals. We work a lot on culture and climate and helping create the positive conditions for student achievement and for students to be actively engaged and excited about coming to school every day. It's a very exciting work and very addicting work. It's hard to let go of.
Do you imagine you'll miss it?
I think I'll miss it a lot. I won't miss snow days, trying to decide that at 3 to 4 in the morning. I won't miss calendar issues and things like that, just because it's hard to find that sweet spot where it meets everybody's needs, obviously, especially when you have, 6,000 students and 3,000 to 4,000 parents that are involved with all that. So I think because you want to be responsive to your community and you want to do those things that are near and dear to their heart and make sure that we're meeting the needs of each and every student. I'll miss the challenge of making sure that as an organization we're responsive and, building structures and systems to be responsive. I guess some of the stuff I won't miss is just, rapidly, because it's hard to move an organization fast enough to always respond to changes. And sometimes some of the legislative pieces that come down, we don't agree with, but we have to be a good sport and be very positive to staff and say, come on, we can do this, and let's find a way that this is good for kids.
And what's it been like so far, the reaction to your announcement?
I've received over 75 emails from different staff members, principals, and many teachers, and it's been wonderful. I told my husband I'm really going to print them all out and put them in a scrapbook, So obviously, some people said, come on, you could have waited one more year. But I think it was just the right time. So the reaction has been very supportive and pretty reflective about what they feel has been accomplished in the last 4 years. So I really appreciate that. I've had a rare opportunity that a lot of people don't get, in the sense that I was in Aspen 7 years in a Roaring Fork School District. This will be my fourth year. So I really got a chance to work and be part of 4 different communities. And that's been an incredible opportunity in an incredible place and valley. So I'll always be grateful for that.
Well, Superintendent Diana Serco, thank you for taking the time to talk.
You bet. Thank you.